Jim, it takes energy to produce energy, and of course these days people are quite concerned about conserving energy. So what's the scenario at Syncrude?
At Syncrude, we also believe in energy conservation. In fact, we've been practicing energy conservation right from 1978 and even earlier when the plant was designed. A lot of our facilities are designed with cogeneration in mind, where waste heat from one particular plant is recycled and used in another part of the plant. One of the best examples of that is virtually all of our extraction water is heated up by the waste heat from our upgrader. The other aspect of energy conservation is as we introduce new plants, new technologies for mine replacements, we get to install more energy efficient type processes. And basically, we're always looking for opportunities to reduce our footprint.
Can you give me an idea of how much you've reduced the energy consumption? If you look at, say, a few years ago or when you first started, to some of the changes today?
One of the best examples that comes to mind is when we introduced the hydrotransport and cyclofeeders in our North Mine installation. The original Clark hot water process had a 95 degree extraction process, and the introduction of hydrotransport allowed us to reduce that to typically 55 degrees C. So that's a substantial savings in thermal energy that any one of us would like to achieve.
Any other examples?
So progressively, that technology for mixing the oil sand and the water has improved with time as well. We've went to, at our Aurora plant, what we call mix boxes. So that's allowed us to take our process temperature from 55 degrees down to 42 degrees at Aurora.
Are you using solar on the plant?
Yeah, we are using solar. Actually, a lot of our remote instruments, especially in our research and development department, are powered by solar panels.
What about your energy bill? Are you seeing any savings there?
In fact, we have. Over the last 2 years, we've saved over $100 million in energy costs, which translates to 17% reduction in our energy bill.
Are you aiming to reduce your energy use even more?
So we do continuously improve in all our areas of energy efficiency. In fact, in our engineering cycle, there are formal steps where energy conservation is reviewed and assessed to try and determine whether or not it can be incorporated in all future improvements in the plant.
Are you able to put energy back into the grid?
With our cogeneration facilities at Aurora and at Mildred Lake, at times we do actually feed the grid. Our energy consumption on the Syncrude facility can be low so that the power going back to the grid can basically be another revenue source for Syncrude.
Why do you do this? Like, what is the significance for the company to try and reduce the energy that you use?
So GHGs is definitely a concern to everybody. We also feel that there's an economic benefit here as well. Reducing energy consumption just makes sense.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you.